said to you after some time.
Lord of miracle,
it was said to you after some time.
Yes, I know. I'm serving the God of miracle.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yes, I know.
I am
serving
God of miracle.
Make sure. Hurry up, hurry up. If you are coming forward, you are serving somebody. After some time, it's going to settle you.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Just give me just this one promise that you will not steal his money. Don't steal his money, because I'm going to anoint you now. If you are serving an evil master, that evil will not work against you. It will settle you. It will settle you. It will settle you, and you will grow more than your master. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Iko, Obodechi, come, Ike, anoint them. Let their oil touch their head. Touch their head. Touch their head. Not give your master money, so that God will have every reason to answer your prayer. No, anoint their head, center of their head. Let the oil touch their head. Touch, even if those sisters palm their head, just anoint her like that. Center of the head, pour the oil there. Bow and go, bow and go. Your master, your master, your master. Jerry is not here. Where's Jerry? Find out what does he want. Bow at the altar and go. Bow at the altar and go. Bow at the altar and go. Those serving their masters.
Depend only on you, King of glory. I depend only on you, Lion of Judah.
I depend only on you, King of glory. I depend only on you, Lion of Judah.
Revelation chapter 19, somebody. Revelation chapter 19. Who will help me read that? Those two or three verses there quickly. Who will help me read this? Jump up with it. It's our popular scripture in this church now. Revelation chapter 19, from verse 7. 7, 8, 9. Yes. Somebody is up. Give the microphone.
From verse 7.
Okay.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
Wait, wait. No shout too much and blow our speaker. Talk with the hear.
And his wife has made
again,
herself.
Start again. You are still shouting.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
The wife of the Lamb. Who is the wife of the Lamb? The bride. Can I see members of the bride? Not Bride Assembly Church. I don't mean Bride Assembly Church. There are people that are in Bride Assembly Church that are not in the bride of Jesus Christ. I mean those in the bride of Jesus Christ. Wave your hand, let me see you. Thank you. Thank you. She has made herself ready. She has made herself ready because the marriage has come. The next verse.
Verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of
the saints. The righteousness of the saints. What's the next verse saying?
And he says to him, and he says to me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says to me, these are the true saints of God.
This brother knows how to read. Open Matthew 22 again. You know how to read, so you can read that scripture for us. Matthew 22. The bride has made herself ready, and the evidence she's ready is that she is given a gown, a wedding garment. Wedding garment is clean and white, and he said that thing that is called wedding garment is the righteousness of the saints. Read from verse 1.
And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like to a certain king,
yes,
which made a marriage for his son,
yes,
and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding,
yes,
and they would not come.
Yes.
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fatlings and kindle, and all things are ready, come to the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers.
It happened in AD 70. Those murderers were those Jews in Jerusalem.
And burned up their city. Then says he to his servants,
he burned down their city, not cities, one city. That city is the city of Jerusalem. Then, after that, what happens?
And then says he to his servants, the wedding is ready.
Yes.
But they which we are bidden, we are not worthy.
Those are the Jews. They were not worthy. Yes.
Go you therefore into the highways.
Go to the highways. That is how the gospel came to you and to me.
And as many as you should find.
Yes.
Bid to the marriage. So those servants went into the highways.
Yes.
And gathered together all as many as they found.
As many as they could find.
Both bad and good.
Both what? Both bad and good. Both bad and good. That is like those of us who are very, very bad. And those of you who are very, very good. Your parents love you. Oh, good testimony every time around you. Yes, including you, sister, that was so rough. Maybe you were worse than a prostitute. Yes, you are among those. I say, go and gather them, both bad and good. Both bad and good, yes?
And the wedding was furnished with guests.
With guests, yes?
And when the king came to see the guests.
Now the coming of the Lord, yes?
He saw there a man which had.
When he came to the wedding feast, if you are coming to a wedding feast, you must have a wedding garment. Now he came and he saw a man there. Read on.
Which had not on a wedding garment.
Yes.
And he says to him, friend, how came you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
Speechless.
Then said the king to the servant, bind him and foot. Take him away. Cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why will you go for a wedding feast that is compulsory to have wedding garments? And you will go there. All others going for that feast, all of them had their wedding garments. You too, you went there and you did not have wedding garments. The wedding garment, church, is what we are putting on now. It's the Holy Ghost that will dress you. There are people that have an anointing, but that anointing cannot dress them to be presentable for that wedding. See? The anointing that you receive that will make you act anyhow can never be the wedding anointing. But this Holy Ghost we are asking for enables you to be dressed spiritually, ready for the marriage. And why will you be planning, hoping, praying, wishing that you want to be in heaven and you don't have the wedding garment? That is why he said he was thrust out And he said, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's perfectly a type of a Christian, a careless Christian. Supposedly you are a believer, but you have not allowed God to dress you up. Church, the only true dressing can only take place by the Holy Ghost. The pastor can never be able to dress you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, no matter what I preach concerning holiness, it will mean nothing to you. And that's why it means so much to me, for you, brother, sister, to receive the Holy Ghost. It makes the job easier. Because you won't stop doing some of these bad things because you have seen a minister, you have seen a church member, or so that the pastor will not be angry. No, it will just come. You will do it by a supernatural power. And you do it easy. It has to be done by conviction. Something that convicts you, you know, no matter what, you know, this is thus said the Lord. The Lord cannot want me to act like this. People are going to church and still stealing and feeling comfortable, lying and fornicating, killing one another. There are people that even go to church and still go and visit Babalawo, and it means nothing to them. As abominable as it is in the Bible, it's abomination. You see? Praise God. Praise the Lord. The ministers are positioning themselves to lay hands on you. We have not done that. You can receive the Holy Ghost by prayer. I told you three ways to receive the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came down. So while the word of God is being preached, you can receive the Holy Ghost. And in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, if ye then be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask of him? So you can receive the Holy Ghost by asking. That is through prayer. And thirdly, by laying on of hands, like the apostles did in Acts chapter 8 and other scriptures. We want to follow every one of them. I know while I was still preaching, for the past 1 month I've been talking about the Holy Ghost. While still preaching, I will see people receiving the Spirit, receiving the Holy Ghost. Confirming that. And we were praying throughout from Monday till yesterday. It was my prayer. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Lord, give my neighbor the Holy Ghost. We have done that one. The last one now is the apostles laid hands on the people. We will lay hands upon you. And please, you have to know that this is a spiritual thing. That is, you know, don't look at me. Apostle Paul say, henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. That is, don't just look at my size, my nose, the shoe I'm wearing, my cloth, and say, this one too, a man of God. This one where they stand, a man of God with this one. You better know us in the spirit rather than physical, because the person standing by you, and remember, in this church, amen, in this church, we know the grace of God upon us. We know who is who. Some of you come to me, you want to see me, and when I see your problem, I will direct you to a minister. Go and meet so person, and I'll write a note there. And then the person will go and feel dejected. I say, I want to see pastor. You know, Greek, come push me to one minister. I know, now this Jerry, no one make I see pastor. No. You are coming here with your denominational hangover. Because in the denomination, it is the Jew that has the whole anointing. All the rest. Now only to hold people when they fall under anointing of Jew. It's not so in a true church. In a true church, everybody has his own. Everybody has his own. Eh? Brother Isley and his wife, you are here? Eh? He said, you called me and told me a problem you had. Eh? You told me a problem you had. Praise God. And I told you to see me this evening. I think I called two prophets.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
They don't see the thing.
No, they did.
They see him.
Yes.
Eh? If to say I sit down, say na me go handle her. I for not see him. I for not see him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so whenever I tell anybody, go and meet so-so person, I know who all of us are. I know the grace of God. I know my own. I know their own. Eh? Praise the Lord. Christopher, where are you? Where is Christopher? You are in my office today. Where are you? Where is he? Shout hallelujah. Come. Eh? Now people don't know you. Now I don't know you too. But I saw you in the spirit. Praise God. The Holy Ghost told you to bring. In fact, I didn't. The Holy... Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Eh? It's today I ask you your name. Ask what is your name in my office.
Yes, sir.
You came to buy bread for me to chop. Yes, praise the Lord. The bread is sweet, oh, very sweet bread. It was the Holy Ghost that told him to do it. Amen. And he doesn't even know the grace upon him. And two cases came that they have HIV. Two sisters, they have HIV. And I said they should bring them, and I say you should attend to them in my office.
Yes.
Have you told them, after praying for them, to go and check?
I have told them.
To go and check?
Yes.
Do you know that HIV is gone?
It's gone.
You know it's gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I saw that grace there. And I was laughing, I said, maybe those people will come now and say, instead of pastor to pray for me, he can't tell this one to pray. When you were praying there, was I not there looking at you?
Yeah, of course, sir. And they confirmed something.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is a living church. God cannot gather thousands of people in a church and use only one man. That is not how it is. I have my own. You have your own. And I need you. You need me too. These brethren that are standing here, I know their calling. I know who they are. That's why I said they should stand and minister the Holy Ghost. I know their calling. I know the grace of God upon them. They are ministers working with me in this church. I know every one of them. Just connect. Don't let the devil cheat you. Amen. And listen, and somebody will lay hand on you. You may fall down, you may not fall down. You may feel something, you may not feel anything. But let me tell you, if he says receive the Holy Ghost and places his hand on you, just be in expectation. Anything can happen here or after here when you go home. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is here. He is here. If you need the Holy Ghost, can you stand up now? If you need the Holy Ghost, can you stand up? If you need the Holy Ghost, can you stand up? If you already have enough, you don't want any more, sit down. Let's be reverent. Let's be reverent.
You that work for me. You that work for me. You are global in your heart. You are global in your heart. I ask you, what will you profit you to love, to lose your soul, to gain the money? My servants, work for me. Work for me faithfully, faithfully, faithfully. I know your heart. You are working for me. No, not with all your heart. My servant, I say, I will give you your heart desire. What is that thing? What is that thing that you are looking for? I cannot be able to give to you. My children, I, the Lord of hosts, I am on the throne. I am the throne. I am the God of thunder. My servants work for me with all your heart. My ministers work for me with all your heart. I say, what is that I cannot be able to give to you? What is that I cannot be able to give to you? I say, I am the one that called you. I will make a way. The Lord of hosts, we make a way for my children. For my children. Don't say, they are not paying me. Don't say, they are not giving me anything. I say, in this program, I will visit you. You work for me sincerely. I say, I will give you your heart desire. Go and watch. Watch your back. I, the Lord, we visit you. My children, hey, my children, what is that disease in your body? What is that affliction in your body? Now be in the spirit. I, the Lord, will take it out from you. As many that doctor said, there is no more solution for your sickness. Go and lie your womb at the altar. Go and lie your womb at the altar. Very soon, I will be coming. Very soon, my children, I will be coming. Look at your eyes with tears. I have opened the book of life. I wrote the names of my children. Moses, my son. Thomas, my son. Let there be unity among you. Let no gossip separate you. My children, I am here. Thus says the Lord.
Amen. He's here. Open your heart. Open your mind. Be in the spirit. It will not be the hand of the minister that will touch you. It will be the Holy Ghost that will touch you. While you remain standing, your hand on your chest. Everybody, thank you. Thank you. Your hand on your chest. Thank you. Remember me, oh Lord.
Remember me in your kingdom. Remember me, oh Lord.
Sing it, everybody. Let the Lord remember me tonight.
Remember me in your kingdom.
Oh, remember me, oh Lord. Remember me in your kingdom. Jesus,
remember me, oh Lord, remember me, in your
Jesus, remember me,
oh Lord.
That's our prayer.
The last night,
Lord.
Remember me.
Today is the last night,
Father.
Today is the last night.
Remember me in your kingdom.
Remember me, oh Lord, remember me,
Yes, Lord.
In your kingdom.
Oh, remember me. Oh, Lord. Remember me in your kingdom.
Oh, remember me.
To open your mouth, Lord, tonight is the sixth night. Remember me, Lord. If you have received before, say, Lord, I need more. I need the power to do your will. Dress me ready for the rapture. Don't leave me behind. I don't want to face the Antichrist. I don't want to face the day of the Lord. I don't want to face the judgment. Lord, remember me. Give me eternal life. You will shout, Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Several times and begin to pray. While you are praying, the ministers will go around and they will lay hand on you as the Spirit will lead them. Holy Ghost, fire. Shall we go? Three. Four. Five. Six. Finally now. Prayer.
Oh Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
Remember me. Oh Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
Lay hand on them.
Remember me.
Lay hand on them.
Oh Lord, remember me.
Receive.
Your kingdom,
remember me. Oh Lord, remember me. In your kingdom.
Father, remember me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord,
oh, yes,
remember
Lord.
Me. In your kingdom.
Oh, remember me. Oh Lord,
tonight,
remember me. In your kingdom.
I say, me. Oh Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
Remember.